Oh, These moments are difficult for me to speak. One of the reasons that it's difficult is because it's so nice to be together, to sing together, to know that it's a moment in time. It's not like, even though in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, it's also like that every day when we sit and we sing and we talk and we share. It's like just like a weekday and Shabbos. That Shabbos we know is special. Yom Tov we know is special. Every day is special. Every moment is special. Every moment is precious. We all know that. But there's certain moments that Hashem reveals to us, and I don't know, it's like you feel the warmth, you feel the love, you feel the connection. Specifically for me, Baruch Hashem, I've been in America already a week. But Baltimore, as everybody knows, for me, is Girsa D'Yankisa, which means the Gemara brings Girsa D'Yankisa, which is the my childhood. It's my childhood. That's where we're all, ironically, that's where we're all headed in a weird way. It's really what tshuva is. Tshuva is not, I could talk for myself. I forget many times what tshuva is. Tshuva is not what we think it is. Tshuva means to return. To return to yourself. I know it sounds very cliche to return to oneself, but it's a true journey. As I get a little bit older, it's hard to look around to say, I feel Nechemia comforts me a little bit, because I know he was a grade below me or above me, I forget, I know it was below me. But we were buddies together. So as I look around, I'm from the older chevra here. And being back in Baltimore for me is very special. It's extra special. Extra special because I love Baltimore. I love everything about Baltimore. I mean that. I have such, my neshama is from here, Sinai Hospital. My mother's mother was born in Baltimore. I'm not going to get into my stuff. My father was born in Europe. Don't ask. But that's for a different conversation now. It's a Baltimore conversation. But for my mother, my mama, my mother's side is it's deep. I know many of us here also share similar roots. And it's not just Stam the place. It's not Stam the place you're from. It's not where you're from. It's the neshama. It's our neshama that we're sitting here together. It's a Wednesday night. It's not a Wednesday night. Whatever Wednesday night, I don't even know what that means. It's a time where Yidden, as we were singing before, Yidden and the Shamas have one purpose. And of course, the Oaken Dove and his wife, the Oaken family, this house is a Shabbos house. You could sort of like, I think one of the Chassid, I don't know the story. I know from my Shver, from my father-in-law, there's a mice, I remember him telling me. It's a totally, totally parenthetical, but it works a little bit how the Chassidim once they dressed Shabbos. You'll ask your family. They dressed Shabbos during the week. They put on their shtreimel. They put on the bekesha. They did all the avodas of Shabbos, and they wanted to see if they're going to feel Shabbos, if they're going to feel the Shabbos. I think the end was that they taka felt Shabbos. Okay, I don't know. I'm not getting into the story. It's not the point. The point is that a Yid, we know that. A Yid, a Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. Shabbos is not a just like the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same thing. Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yamav. I learned that from my Rebbe, from Rabbi Weinreb in Ner Yisrael. Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yomav is that a Yid could live, whatever this means. He could be, you could be a Mashiach Yid. You could be a Jew who lives with Geula. Okay, for the Klal, for the Jewish people, there are a lot of people suffering. There's a lot of people who are suffering. But a person can tap in. I don't like that word. So no, it's a good word, but you know what I'm saying? It's over for me, I overuse it. I want to be more clear. I could feel Shabbos. I could feel Hashem. Because that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. That's what Shabbos is. That's sitting with Yidden. Okay, the guitar. It's a good kasha. Maybe you don't need the guitar because Shabbos is the guitar. Something like that. But when we sit together, Reb Dov, and your wonderful family, your wife, and your entire family is a family of Shabbos. It's a family. I'm Zoicha. To learn, to get to know a little bit. I'm learning the holy your holy son. Mamish, I don't mix a shvachay b'fanav. I don't want to praise. And the family here is, or everyone here is just filled with wanting to connect, wanting to also an overused word that I use, wanting to just be good. Wanting to be close to the person next to me, wanting to be close with myself, learning to be close with the Rabbeinu Shleilim in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. It has nothing to do with Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, there's something here. There's something, obviously, there needs sitzis. I'm not holding by sparks. I'm not holding by sparks. I'm holding by the goof. I'm not holding by sparks. But I know it's so, I know that this place, I was zoicha to sit with Rabbi Brul, a Rebbe, my second grade Rebbe today. We were talking, Amish, a holy Yid, and I was asking him, what's chus of Avos Yisrael we're talking, and this is what he told me. Mamish told me this the achdus of the Rabbanim, the achdus, and it's so true, the achdus of Baltimore is not about, it's not about, It's so deep to be in a house right now. I want to slow. Matis has that song. Matis Weinstein has that song. That's not the one he put out, right? That's not the slow down. Slow down. I just want to slow down. I'm talking about myself. The Baal Shem Tov says, Va'avadeta mehera. It's gonna. Sorry, I'm gonna mess up your Kriya Shema probably a little bit. Va'avadeta mehera means you'll quickly be lost. Sorry, Michael Rabbi Cohen. There's definitely a very heavy chassidishep shot in the va'avadeta mehera. Means lose the quickness. Baal Shem Tov says, slow down. Slow down. Slow, 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 slow down. I love the fact that it's slow, 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 slow down. Myself, I'm talking to Yoni, I'm talking, Mamish talking to myself more than everybody here. That's why you get out of Baltimore, you go to New York. I remember first time driving on the, on the belt and the traffic and the geschmack, oh, Kvaldik. I think by Rav Tendler, the first time I walked in, I've said this story, coming to the Siyum HaShas in 1990, the first time, you'll be Meichel, I'm embarrassing myself. The first time I was in 12th grade when I came to see Manhattan, we came up, I don't remember how we got up, we walked in because the Siyum HaShas was in Madison Square Garden. It was my first time as a Baltimore boy. What do we have? We didn't have Camden Yards yet. It was Memorial Stadium. I have a good picture of me and my brother sitting with my high socks. My hat was crooked. Eddie, I don't know how back. You remember that, Nechemi? You remember that? Eddie, I'm sorry, everybody. You didn't come to hear Eddie. Yeah, tell your father. He remembers that. Okay, I'm going to lose myself for sure in this crowd over here in Baltimore. I'm definitely going to go off the rails, so someone's going to have to bring me back to what I was talking about, because I'm going to start talking about the Orioles and Cal Ripken and all that, so you have to get me. You have to get me back on track. I already lost track. I don't know. I have no idea what I was saying before. What? Oh, Bacher. So I come in. Thank you. Thank you, Yaakov. So also is Zayda, Rabbi Rosen. I'm from Sher Sapleta. T.I., sorry. Right? So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat. For real. I remember walking up and seeing these skyscrapers, and I was like, oh, my goodness, like, where am I? And the traffic and the excitement, and it's good to get out. It's good to get out, but it's also good to slow down. It's good to slow down. In relationships, Reb Dayev, this is all the hachana, even. I didn't even get to what I'm talking about. This house is a house where you slow down and you look at what's important in life. We all know what's important in life, our spouse, our children, the love. And the love of ourselves. I don't mean to be so cliche. I want to love myself more. When I'm here, I tap into Yoni. I tap into this little guy and just slow down. When I saw Rabbi Lefkowitz or Bianchi, I was telling him, Mamish, I can go around. It's such good feelings. Labyrinth. I did this over here. The Kaufman, Itcha Kaufman. You remember Itcha, Holocaust survivor across the street over here. Max Eisner, I don't know who lives here anymore.
Max still lives here.
Say this. I remember walking. I don't know if I could say this. I'm going to say it. You'll be Michael. We'll pause it. I don't know if it goes out. Whatever it is, I watched. Sorry, I'm saying it. I don't think it's an Avera, so I think I could say it. It could have been 1979. Those who know the thing, it was Mestama 1979. The Orioles were in the World Series. Does that make sense? I know they won in 84. I think it was 1979. You could chat GBT it. Someone can check up, or sports people.
The Pirates.
Is that what it was? I walked over here. He'll be Michael. I can't believe I'm saying this. We walked on. Someone left on the television on for Shabbos for the World Series. I don't know. Vera. It's definitely not covered Shabbos. This block. Why am I saying that? Because people say, oh, Rabbi Fisher. That's what I like with Nechemia. He says, Yoni, call me Yoni. You walk, Rabbi Fisher, Shmabbi Fisher. It's great. It's beautiful. I'm saying it's real. Life is deep. Your childhood is so deep. Where you were born is so deep. Where you went to school. I went to TA, Yeshivas Chavetz Chaim, in kindergarten. Went to Ner Yisrael. It's so deep. It's not about, okay, everyone says Baltimore, Lakewood, Muncie. It's all a bunch of fake news, and we all know it. It's baloney. We're all searching for the same exact thing. I don't know what anybody else is searching for. It's none of my business. I correct myself. It's not my business what everybody's searching for.
I that which is most personal is most universal. I'm searching for one thing, and I think that we can all hold each other and help each other search. I'm searching for tshuva. I'm searching for the little yoni, not to be so psychological about it. Searching just to be, as the Baal Shem Tov, as the tzaddikim say, that's what tshuva is, just to unlearn. I want to unlearn. Going to my Rebbe, there's a picture, I could send it out. There's a picture that in second grade, in a Yiddish newspaper, I saw Rabbi Brühl today. There's a newspaper when I was in second grade with Rabbi Brühl next to me. We took a picture today. I went to him to speak to him about something. He's a tremendous tzaddik who helps Klal Yisrael. And we took a picture. And then I remember I was in one of these Yiddish newspapers with Rabbi Brühl. We put it together. I said, four decades later, that I'm sitting here on Labyrinth Road, where I might have watched the World Series on Shabbos. I didn't do any malach on Shabbos. To come sit here and to talk, that's what this home is. That's what everybody's sitting here. For Nick Weinreb, for Nehemiah Weinreb, to stay here, what time is it? 10:39? He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. For him to sit here and to listen to this, the guy who he's heard me since we're little kids, he doesn't need to hear from me anything, I promise you. I can listen to Nehemiah. Nehemiah could teach me. Nehemiah has taught me. But that's what a home like this, Reb Dov, that's what a home, and you're Rebbetzin, that's what this home does. A home like this home brings out every person to connect, not a good word again, to be open, I like that better, to be open, to give space for me, to give space for Yoni Fisher, to give space for every person here on a Wednesday night to say it's Friday night. It's a Shalom Zachar, it's a Simcha, it's Heilig, it's holy, it's so holy. Hashem should help you and your wife and your whole entire family, everybody, because that's what it's about. We all know that. All of this is great. The best is bring it home. And I don't mean that, pun intended when I say that, pun intended. Bring it home to you. Bring this home, because Thursday could be a different Thursday, and Friday could be, and then Shabbos, forget it. Yet Hashem, this home, as we're in the months of Tammuz, of Av, these are hard months for the Jewish people. Say Tammuz and Av are hard months for the Jewish people. They're hard months, and this is how we beat it. This is how we beat the Churban. This is how we beat everything. Like Rabbi Brühl was saying, the achdus of a community, coming together to just sit together, to sing. That's why I didn't want to speak. I'm speaking. I know I'm going to speak. I'm not speak. I don't know what that means. I'm speaking. I don't know what that means. I'm learning together with everybody. We're together. Hashem should help this home. Don't worry, I'm not going to go that much longer. I could just talk the whole time about you guys. I'm serious. It's a segue to the whole thing I'm going to say, because I have a thought that I'm going to share, but Hashem should help. This home, they say, I'll end off the bracha to you, they say from one of the tzaddikim says, the zivig zol oyle yafa. You say to a chassan and kala, the zivig should be oyle yafa. What does that mean, the zivig should be oyle yafa? What does that mean? It's a nice chassidish statement, zol oyle yafa. So one of the tzaddikim said, oyle, whenever you say oyle something, it means gematria. What's the gematria of Yafa? The gematria of Yafa is 95. The zivik should be oyle Yafa means the 95th mitzvah in the Torah is, according to the Chinuch, is va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soy cham. Is that we don't need, and it's hard for me to say this because I'm in Baltimore, for me to say this, kol mi sheyesh bo ideya kilu nivna b'sa migdash p'yamav. A guy could be, and I heard this from a tzaddik, so I could say this, someone could be in Eretz Yisrael, could be in Yerushalayim, and he's far from Yerushalayim. And somebody could be in the Oaken House, because I'm here right now, and I feel close to Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh, because there's Vishachanti B'Soichem in this home. This is a home of, and let's bring it home, let's continue all of us to bring this to our home, to bring this to our spouse, to our children, to our parents, to bring it to each other, because that's the Beis HaMikdash. It's building. The Beis HaMikdash is not built over there. The Beis HaMikdash is built That's the zivig should be oyle yafa. That's what every home. No lashon hara in your home. No lashon hara. If there's one thing you get from this, no lashon hara in your home. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I'm proud to say, no lashon hara. No lashon hara. You got to learn every person. If there's one thing, I'm not a bal musar. I'm the last bal musar. I'm just sharing my own experience. Mamish. Don't speak lashon hara in your home. Oh, of course, no one speaks lashon hara in their home. You got to learn hilchos lashon hara in your home. The guys, when they get married, they ask me, "What, Rebbe? Tell me." They'll say to me like that. They'll say, "Sorry, I'm saying it like that. What do we do in our home? How do I make my home better?" Purity. Learn hilchos lashon hara every day, once, twice a week, three times a week, as much as you can. That's absolutely the churban beis hamikdash is because of lashon hara. Chafetz Chaim says it. It's not my own vert. It's because of lashon hara sinas chinam. When a person doesn't talk and it's hard, not to speak lashon hara. But if you learn the hilchos lashon hara, you learn it. It protects you. The Chafetz Chaim says it protects you. Reb Dov, you and your wife and your family, everybody should be zoich. I know this is not. This is a home of Torah and a home of achdus. It's a shem. It should be stronger and stronger. This home will continue to inspire. To inspire yourselves, each other, your family, and everybody who walks in here, as I am inspired. This is the second time. When did we do this last?
Last year,
it was in the winter we did it.
A year and a half.
Okay. I don't know why. Got to do it. I feel I feel the holiness. I really do. I feel the holiness of here. And I haven't been in America for a full year. I haven't been here for a full year, and I feel mamish. I walked. I was zeicher. I don't want to get into embarrass Shui over here. So I was Shui, went to the quarry. Serious. We have to. I'm not giving anybody. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You're all beautiful. And Hashem put you in Baltimore, for they put you in a place that is so hailing, that is so beautiful. Hashem should continue, that this house will continue to go out and come in back into you and your family to keep, because that's how you're mashpia. The only way to be mashpia, I can't say this enough. The going to see, I'm still in just a place in Bechvayt Achsanya, by the way. Nechemi, I'm sorry, you gotta bring a sleeping bag. It's a compliment, because I know you get up very early. The Vilna Gaon. So you go from the Baal Shem to the Vilna Gaon, it's all Torah. Vilna Gaon says from the Dubna Magid, I could find it for you, anyone who wants to see it, I see it all the time. I can't say this enough. The only way to love and to influence, whatever influencers, all the influencers, right? That's the new, you guys know about that stuff. The influencers, it's all a bunch of baloney. The way to do, to influence anyone, the Goyin, I trust the Dubna Magid, the Goyin asked the Dubna Magid, and the Dubna Magid told him. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in Time and Dekra, and the Sefer brings it down. I've seen it in other, Reb Shaman, it's brought down. He said, how are you Mashpia? How are you Mashpia? The only way to be Mashpia, he says, is like you have a lot of barrels, and you fill up a cup and it overflows and overflows and overflows and overflows. You want to love? I can't say this enough. I can't say this enough. You want to love and love and love? Overflow yourself with love. Don't worry about the guy next to you. That's not your business. It's you. The more you love yourself, the more you care about yourself, the more you're mashpia on yourself, the more you meditate, you'll be mashpia on others, especially those who are therapists, those who aren't to be mashpia. And it's like that with money as well. It's like that with money. It's like that with everything. It's like that in everything. It's overflowing. The Dubna Magid says to overflow, which is a great segue. Thank you, Hashem. It's a great segue to what I'm going to talk about. So this house should continue to overflow. Overflow. To overflow, because you're overflowing, Dov. You're both overflowing. This home, I couldn't even get in the house. I wasn't that late. I couldn't even get. Why? Because that's what happens. It overflows. Who said that? The Briska Rav. They asked the Briska Rav, why Ramat Gan? Nothing negative. I don't talk any negative. Saying Ramat Gan. Again, this is what they said. I wouldn't talk like this. But the tzaddikim, they talk like this. Said, what's the pshat? B'nai Brak goes. It goes all the way till there, and then bam. Jabotinsky, whatever it is, hits Ramat Gan, Shabbos, B'nai Brak, forget about it. Anyone who's ever been in Shabbos, Vizhnitz, I was zoicha to see Reb Shach on Shabbos in B'nai Brak. I was zoicha to see him in Panovich. I was zoicha to see the Kal of a Rebbe, the Kal of a Rebbe in B'nai Brak, Shabbos. Changed my life forever. I saw the Behusha Rebbe, the Alta Yid. I saw Reb Leibel Eger, an Einikel. His name was Rabbi Akiva Eger, was his name, Ben Achar Ben, in B'nai Brak. Amish Mashpia says, B'nai Brak, Heiliga, 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 Heiliga. So why is it stopped at Ramat Gan? And Ramat Gan, sometimes it looks like they're being Machal Shabbos. No Yid is ever Machal Shabbos. But sometimes it could look like, right, a lot of emergency driving going on over there. What's the pshat? For real, what's the pshat? He says, because our Shabbos, your great uncle, Rabbi Tversky, used to say that. Reb Shteyman said, do you scream Shabbos? He says, you scream Shabbos when you see. So he says, yeah, you scream Shabbos to yourself. You scream Shabbos to yourself. Rabbi Tversky used to say over. Rabbi Tversky said, Rabbi Abraham Shay used to say over. Why Shabbos? He says, why does somebody become an addict? How does it start? It starts as a person. So he was the going in addicts. He says, how does it start? It starts because you see guys sitting around drinking, smoking. They're having a party. They're having a good time. I want some of that. Give me some of that. So it starts like that. They look like they're having a good time. So I want to drink. I want to be part of that. He says, Shabbos, let a Yid see another Yid. Shabbos, I'm the problem. I'm the problem. If I danced, if we all were dancing, Shabbos Kodesh, I love Shabbos. You don't have to teach it. You don't have to point to your kids. No, Shabbos is good. Torah is good. You see your kids, someone sees someone, oh my gosh, what's that guy on? He's on Shabbos. That guy's connected. Look at that guy. He has love. He's in love with his wife. He's in love with his children. You know why? Don't take this the wrong way. I'm saying he's in love with himself. Fall in love with yourself. It's easier to fall in love with somebody else than to fall in love with yourself. You fall in love with yourself, I guarantee you, you'll be the biggest lover. You'll be the biggest mashpia. Not to be a mashpia, for all the machanchim. For all the, what do they say? Teachers are always learning. Healers are always healing. That's what it's about. They say, Rebbe, I learned from my... from the guys, from the chevre, they say, yeah, me talmidai yoser mikulam. I said, they're not my talmidim. I don't have any talmidim. I don't have talmidim. I have rebbeim. They're rebbeim. Oh, it sounds cute. It's not cute. I'm saying something that is true. I'm not saying the truth. I'm saying something that is true. Shui Sonnenberg is my rebbe. He's my rebbe. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm making you uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable when they call me Rebbe too. Sorry, this is Rebbeim, the Okins. You're sitting here hosting. What goes into hosting? What goes into everything? He's coming late. He's not late. He's here. People, I gotta get up early. It's 11 o'clock. It's almost 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. What are we doing here? We're a bunch of Meshugayim. What are we doing here? Go watch. I don't know if there's anything to watch now. Baseball. I checked if there was Camden Yards. I would have gone to a game. Love Camden Yards. But what's the shot? Sitting here together to have food. Sitting like a Friday night. Like a Friday night. We want one thing. One thing. Mashcheni acharecha narutza rabbeinu shleilam. The gullus. I heard there was a tragedy. I'm still broken. I heard there's a tragedy of a young girl. What's a Klal Yisrael? There's so much pain. Tragedy of a little girl. A little neshama. A little neshama who did nothing wrong. So much pain. So much pain. And what do people do? When the people, they say gamzu l'toyva, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo has a thing. Yidden. Jews. What people go through. I have to tell you what we all go through. The gullus, the craziness, October 7th. Stupid craziness. They hate us. They got to talk about anti-Semitism. Nachamol, I grew up Itzhak Kaufman. You're going to tell Itzhak Kaufman, a neighbor over here, you're going to tell him what that is, anti-Semitism? I grew up with Menashe Shamroff. My whole Baltimore filled with survivors. Nachamol, anti, they hate us. They hate us for one reason. This is why they hate us. Because we love each other. We love each other. Because there's a home. There's a home like this. There's a home of love, of beauty. Oh, amazing. This is the whole, see, Rabbi, it's true. The whole thing's just about you and your family. That is, that's good. One ha'ara I just want to say.
Talk about Dami.
What?
Let's talk about Dami. Let's talk about Dami.
I had a var in Daniel. I have a new ha'ara about Daniel. I said it at Lakewood. Don't, denial is don't, we'll talk about it. Denial. You heard this? I had this new chiddush. Oh, I have to share one chiddush I had the other night. Mamish dirt while I was talking, I had this. Okay, I don't want to repeat myself, but it's okay. I'm sharing. I'm in Baltimore. I can do whatever I want to do over here. I love Baltimore. I'm home. I know that. You know what? I guess I could say that because I live in Eretz Yisrael. But I feel at home. I feel home. Thank you, Dov. Thank you, and I don't know where your wife is. I don't know where your wife is. Thank you. I feel at home. I feel so at home over here. Daniel, denial is don't even, stam, there's a grape shot. Don't even, everyone's heard this from me 1,000 times. Those who've heard from me. 1,000 times, they've heard 1,000 times. Don't even notice I am lying. Denial. I'm going to segue into the pshat. So I said, Daniel is don't even notice I'm lying. Rosh Tavis, we'll talk about that because you'll help me with that. First time I said it in Hebrew. I mean, you could say it with an accent. Don't even notice I'm lying, but it goes with Daniel. So Daniel, I was thinking about the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Daniel, we'll talk about that. Don't even notice. Searcher of truth. There's something with the name Daniel. I'm telling you, something with Daniel. We'll talk. We'll talk in Yeshiva Mitzvashem about it. The tame is meta, becomes tahar. The tahar becomes tame. It's a strange thing. I think the sasema. Someone says an incredible pshat. Why does the tahar become tame, and the metame becomes tahar? I don't know whose pshat. It could be the Sfasemis. I heard a pshat. This is what I want to talk about tonight. It's the same Yisoid, Reb Dov. It's the same Yisoid. It's the same exact Yisoid. The Tomei is being... The guy is going to be Metahir somebody. So why should he become Tomei? Why should I become Tomei if I'm going to be Metahir somebody? You would think I'm going to be Metahir somebody. So why am I becoming Tomei? Why should I become Tameh if I'm going to be Matar? So ready for this? Maybe. Rashi says, Zeh shenizgoe v'chota yashvil atzmoi v'yischaperloi. I don't know if that's the exact Lushan, but Rashi says, it's an important Rashi. I was learning with my nephew. See here, big chaz, watch out, get brachas now. Where is he? Elchanan, get brachas, he's steigen away. Mama's steigen away. Zeshen is Gaya. Oh, watch out. Not just because he's my sister's son, also. But is watch out. Poo poo, as they say. Bli Ayin Hara. Shtaging away. We learned that Rashi last night together. Zeshen is Gaya. someone is metaher somebody, be careful. Why? Because you feel all good. You give the big check. It's Hashem, we'll talk afterwards. You give the big check. You give the big check, and what happens? Seriously, that's what happens. You give the big check. Oh, Hashem, I gave the big check. You got a big check. Goes both ways. You got a big check. I got a big check. I did a good job. You're metire somebody. You go ahead. You have a good, this is the irony of it. You have a good learning. You have a good day of learning. I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Cherny. Remember Rabbi Cherny? Rabbi Cherny used to tell me, sometimes, this is going to mess with everybody, I'm sorry. It's going to like mess you up a little bit. He said, your Aliyas could be Yeridus, and your Yeridus could be Aliyas. You think you're having an Aliyah? Because you're going ahead and you're saving the world, and you're helping, oh, I'm such a great guy. You become Tameh. You think you're being Matire the whole world? You think they need your money? You need to give away your money. This is not a fundraiser, but just by saying that, it's a shtickle fundraiser. What's the shot? You're giving away your money? You think you're a big guy? You know that story? You know that thing they say? The guy knocks at the door. 10 out of 10 by me in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how it works over here. Never a good time to knock at the door. When's the last time you're waiting? Now I'm waiting for the Mashulach to come. Perfect timing. It's always when it's not a good time. Oh, another guy calls out to me. I'm also like that. The guy, it's never a good time. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What do the tzaddikim tell us? You need rachamim. You need rachamim. Because you need rachamim, so Hashem sent you that guy to have rachmanis on. So you come out there and you're like, ha, rachmanis, kids, look at me. Emir Hashem, go get a job. What do you mean? That guy did more for you than you did for him. You're metaherim. You're tummy. You think you're being metaher the world? That's why I get nervous. I get nervous. I'm telling you, I get nervous. I'm sitting here, this guy, I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying, no, I'm serious. I'm trying as best as I can to just be. I'm not even trying to be me. Because that's already like, you're already losing it if you're trying to be me. I just want to be me. It's not even like that, you know what I'm saying? I just, me. I don't know, Shuri, how would we say it? Something like that, like me, blah, that's it. Right? It's the old, I want to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I want to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. What are you, Meshuggahna? I used to say that. That's a quote. You can look it up. I'm sure someone said it. It's a good ha'ara. You want to be comfortable with being uncomfortable? Give me a break. I'm trying to be just uncomfortable. I'm not even trying to be uncomfortable. So the metameh, listen how crazy this is. It's not my own shot. The metameh becomes tahar. And you know why does the guy whose tummy become tahar? Why does the guy whose tummy become tahar? This is godless. Because that guy who's in pain, and that guy who's so distant from himself, and that guy who feels that I am so needy, he's the guy who's tahar. He's the guy who's really, really tahar. That Yerida, Baltimore. If I would know a Baltimore, Maryland. Sometimes I get embarrassed. I'm sorry to say something. Where are you from? Maryland. Baltimore. And it's Baltimore, Baltimore. Baltimore. That's where I'm from. That's my story. That's my story. We all have a story. We all have a story. And when you get a little bit older, so sometimes you could look back. Sometimes we could look back. The Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich says the pshat Ein Sur Kelekenu, Ein Sur Kelekenu Zak Dehela Gemara. Also, I learned by Zoicher. Your father taught me Ein Sur Kelekenu. If I say that means it's the Gemara in Brachas. Ein Sur Kelekenu Al Tikri Sur Elatzayer. Hashem is an artist. What's an artist? A guy who doesn't know how to draw. Right away, oh, he's making a stick figure, a circle, this, a man. An artist, what's an artist doing? He does a little blotch over there, you're like, what was that? You do a little blotch over there, what was that? You do a little thing over there, what was that? But if you wait, you see the most gorgeous picture in your life. And that's what separates people. The Chavetz Chaim said it. The Chavetz Chaim says one of the benefits of living as old as he lived is he was able to see what goes around comes around. Don't give up. Don't give up. That was the quote that I said. Get me back to the Chabad Chaim. Remind me. The quote that I made that fell in my head. I'm not going to say I made it up. Stop believing, Samuel liked this. Stop believing yourself. I told Healy Yeshua liked it. Stop believing yourself. Stop believing yourself. Stop believing yourself. Stop believing yourself that you're whatever it might be, and believe in yourself. It's so deep. I know I made it up, so it's hard to say that it's so deep, but I think it's very deep. I'll say it like that. Stop. You think you're Tomei? You're really Tahar. You think you're Tomei? You're really Tahar. You think you're all Tahar? Be careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very careful when you think you're the guy who's doing whatever it is, you're the one who's doing it. One of the hardest things for me, and I'll end off with this, one of the hardest things for me is when I'm humbled. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mishen is Go'eh, because people say, oh, Balgaiva this, you have to learn a lot of Mesil Shisharim over and over. We learned this year. It's not simple what Gaiva is, not simple what Anova is. One of the hardest things is when I feel humble. And I hate feeling, not humble, I don't like the feeling when I don't feel good. I don't think anybody likes not feeling good, but I don't like when I just feel like low and I just don't feel good. I feel, I don't know, it's not, and during those times, it's like, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. If I speak and I say something and then afterwards I could second guess, did I, blah, blah, blah. Now I feel, I have to feel good. I feel comfortable. Thank you. I give everyone here a credit. Rabdoyev, you and your wife. I'm serious. I give everybody credit that I feel very comfortable to share. And I feel good. I feel good right now. I could just end off, which I will soon. I like ending off and feeling good. Sometimes I speak, sometimes I share, and I don't feel so good. And I hate that feeling. It like stinks, and then I obsess about it, and I overthink about it. But I'll be honest with everybody here. I mean, Hashem, you don't have to like test me so much on these things. But like, in a deep way, it's humbling, and it's good for me. It's good for me to feel. That's why I like Baltimore. I like Baltimore. When Nehemiah says Yoni, I told him before, I'm not getting into my dynamics. I did it and went in. At the end of Yeshiva, we had like a process group. I was speaking about Rabbi Fisher, Yoni. I'm not going there right now. But I would love for everybody to listen to that also. I hate is a strong word. I don't like when I'm uncomfortable. I love being comfortable. And when I'm uncomfortable, it's so uncomfortable. And Hashem, I'm ending off with the story. Kleisenberger Rebbe, I can't believe I didn't say it. So the Kleisenberger Rebbe's yard site, they're probably having tish. Today was the yard site, but for the Kleisenberger Rebbe, it's still, this would probably be the yard site tish as opposed to last night, right? I'm going to end off with the story. Oh my gosh. I don't think this story, I said it in yeshiva. I just saw the story. I don't think it's been recorded out there. Rabdaev and the Rebbetzin and your wife and your family, this is not simple that I'm saying this story here. I'm just telling you. Because I'm a big, big, big chassid. A big, Aroni is shaking his head. He knows. I love, the Kleisenberger Rebbe lost 11 children and his wife in the concentration, in the war. Someone asked him, how'd you do it afterwards? How'd you move on afterwards? He built America. He built Judaism in America and Eretz Yisrael also. Someone asked him. They asked his Rebbetzin, actually. You know what he said? His Rebbetzin said, and listen to the story. Schuso Yogain Aleinu. Can someone just look up what his father's name? It's Yekusiel Yehuda Ben. I know it's Tzvi. Is it? Can someone look it up? Ben Tzvi. I don't know if it's Tzvi Elimelech or just Ben Tzvi. I was looking up for my pictures, but usually I go when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I go for the thing. B'schusa yogein aleinu a yid. Could you imagine what that is? Could you tell me? We'll say his name. Oh. So slow, guys. Come on. 2026. Yekusiel Yehuda ben, is it Tzvi? Just Tzvi? Okay, thank you. Yekusiel ben Yehuda Harav Hatzadik. Yekusiel Yehuda ben Tzvi. Schusa Yogin Elenu Bal Kol Yisrael. Could you imagine? So his wife said, how did he get over it? How did he get over it? He had service, 11 children and his wife. And his wife said, this isn't the story, by the way. This is a hachana for the story. And we'll end off with this story. It's a crazy story. And the Rebbe, his Rebbetzin said, did you ever love someone so much that they could do no wrong? He said, the tzaddik, the Rebbe, loved the Rabbeinu Shalom so much that the Rabbeinu Shalom can do no wrong. And just for all of us to say, oh, wait, okay, did he process? Did he understand? No. You didn't hear what he said. Did you ever love someone so much that he can do no wrong? Because when you're in love, the person can do no wrong. Oh, thank you. It just fell. Thank you. If I love myself so much, I could do no wrong. Made this up right now here. Thank you, Hashem. The guy who has so much shame, and I do this wrong, and I do this wrong, and I'm a from guy. He was telling me, my nephew was telling me, godless. He said, the Mashkiach, you hear Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael is? The Mashkiach in Reb Schlanger's yeshiva, you hear the godless? He does it, he told, I don't know if there's a public thing, Elchanan, I could say publicly, this is what he says. They don't learn Musar. I said, what are they learning from Musar? He said, they don't learn Musar. Why don't they learn Musar? They don't learn Musar B'dafka when they're younger. Why? Take it easy. I don't want to say anything for what the Rebbe said. I don't know what the Rebbe said, but I loved it. I'm like, wow, wow, wow. You got to love yourself so much that you could do no wrong. So everyone gets nervous. Uh-oh, then I'm going to do so wrong. No, you won't. No, you won't. No one wants to do anything wrong. Nobody wants to do bad things. It's only because we think there's something wrong with us. And we don't love. Okay, I just switched the whole story and went to a whole thing. But that's what the Rebbe said. You ever love someone so much that they could do no wrong? So everyone's going to say, okay, but come on. You got to get into reality. I'm married for 10 years already. I'm married for 30 years. You don't know my wife. You don't know the husband. Do you ever love someone so much that they could do no wrong? We can get to that. Madrega b'schus t'tzadik. Here's the story. I love, just go slow with the story. Go slow because I love it. I just read this with my wife. My wife was crying. I was crying also. My wife was crying even more when we spent Shabbos together. My kids were out of the house. We spent Shabbos and we read, it was actually in the Sefer Vaharivna, the Reb Zilberstein. And I learned that Sefer all the time. I have 3 chalakim, incredible. And I saw the story. I can't believe I never heard the story from the Klezer Magreb. I know like every story. I try and know every story about him. After the camps, after the war, they're all sitting around. And the Rebbe got somehow strings of tzitzis. Strings of tzitzis. He had four strings of the tzitzis. And he got a hold of them. And the Oilam in the DP camps were going bananas. That alone is crazy. I want the pair of tzitzis. I want the pair of tzitzis. I want. So the Rebbe said, no problem. Know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and make a lottery. Crazy, the Mamish, I just read the story. Klezer Magreb Rebbe. I'm going to make a lottery, and whoever wins the lottery will get the tzitzis. There's only one pair, and they won it just that alone. That's what they're thinking about. They all lost their wives and children and families, and they won a pair of tzitzis. One guy in the middle gets up. Just stay with this, stay with your emotions, with the trigger of this. I got triggered with this. Sorry to get everybody all pre. I already know what's going to happen. One guy goes ahead and rips his shirt. Rips his shirt into four, right? A real from guy, right? He rips his shirt. Sorry, I added that myself. He rips his shirt and says, you got to give it to me. Because what's the halacha? You don't have to wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear it. There's no chiv to wear tzitzis. If you're wearing dalad kanfas, you have to put tzitzis on the dalad kanfas. So some, in my day, they called it an oy brachacham. Some guy goes ahead and rips it and says, Rebbe, you got to give it to me. So listen to the Rebbe. Listen to tzaddikim. The Rebbe said, That's what the Rebbe says to him. The Rebbe says, his name is written down. I always forget the name. I got to get his name. He says to him, if when you did this, you really deep down, Lishma, wanted the tzitzis, and you deep down just wanted to do the mitzvah, then you'll win the lottery. But because I already said we're doing a lottery, I can't give it to you. But he whispered this to him. He says, if what you did deep down was just not to be a Eber Chacham, not to be a guy who I got to get the tzitzis, but deep down you want the tzitzis and that's why you ripped it, you're going to win. Guess who won? The guy won. Why do I love that story? I love that story because you know what's in somebody else's heart. I know what's in somebody else's heart. I barely know what's in my heart. I'm going to look at somebody else and say, look at this guy, a chutzpah. Look at this guy. I know what's going on in Yenim's heart. And the Rebbe, for the Rebbe to have that sensitivity, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, to know that deep, deep down, right away, if it were me, I'll be honest, if it were me, I'm not comparing myself, there's nothing to compare. If it were me and someone did that, I'd call him over and I'd say, listen, buddy, you got to deal with your stuff because that's not a cool thing to do. That's what I would say. I'm serious. I would call him over and say, chill with the tzitzis and go to therapy. But the Rebbe said better, of course. What did he say? He says, Yoni, how do you know? What, I'm saying chill with that? How do you know what's in that guy's heart? How do you know what's in his heart? How do you know that guy's broken? As I can't say it enough, I love when they say it. He keeps Shabbos. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He says, how do you know anything? What do you know? How do you know anything? How do you know what's in that guy's heart? How do you know what that guy's thinking about? He learns Torah. He doesn't. Maybe he's broken. Maybe he's broken to pieces that he was thrown out of class and everybody else was matzliach and he was not matzliach. How do you know? El yoinim lamata, tachtoinim lamala. The Gemara says it's an opposite world. The high guy, the meshulach, is the rich guy. The meshulach's the rich guy. And the gvir is lucky that he has that. Gvir, meshulach, you know what I'm saying? These are all stupid words. A yid is a yid. And what I need to do, I know what I need. I don't know what I need to do. Daniel, you'll tell me. Don't even notice I am lying. Hashem should help us all. Hashem should help us all. Hashem should help us all. Hashem should help every yid. There should be mamash, a nechama. So many broken, so many people who just have pain. I can't tell you. Hashem's gonna get. Hashem, we're mamash at the end. We're mamash at the end. Hashem is gonna heal us all. Hashem is gonna take us out. Let's just stick together. Let's just stick together. Let's keep on doing this together. Let's keep on being machazik each other. Let's remember that we're not as tahar as we think we are, and we're not as tamei as we think we are. Maybe I need the guy next to me. I for sure need Baruch. I need everybody. We all need each other. We need each other to be machazik, to be metahar each other, and to remind ourselves how beautiful we are. How beautiful every yid is, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem, Dov, thank you, everyone, thank you, Hashem, that I was born here, that I was raised here, that I have a shaychus to such a beautiful place, and that I'm back, I'm able to come back here, and I feel so at home. I walk the streets we were driving, I'm Amish, I like. All the memories are so beautiful. I give everybody here a humble blessing that your memories. You know what it's about? I don't know if I would have said this my whole life. You could turn your memories into beautiful things. You could turn your bad things into good things. You can. Hashem could turn the tameh into tahar. He could turn the gaiva into humility. And he will. Anovim, anovim. Higiyaz man gulaschem. We'll all be zoicha together to go. You could go from, right? You can go to Eretz Yisrael from BW, from Dulles, where they go from BWI. You can go from BWI, you can't go from there. I haven't gone to BWI in a long time. okay, you could go. We'll go planes. We'll get private jets. And then you guys, the chever, will get some private jets for us. Shvi zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael together, to live together, to have Yeshuas and Achamas. Thank you. I don't want to end. Thank you. I mamish don't want to end because these moments for me, I'm going. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving Baltimore. Thank you. Thank you for coming. It's humbling. It's humbling to be here. I'm telling you. It's humbling to be in this house. It's humbling to be with all of you. We should be zoicha to the Gula Shlema. Thank you for listening.
You know how small world it is? My first